Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. This week, how can a game for gifted school-age students benefit executive MBA students? Later in the podcast, we'll hear from Darden Professor Lily Powell, who will discuss the World Peace Game, a creation of Darden fellow and local elementary school teacher John Hunter. The World Peace Game is a geopolitical simulation that allows players to bring peace and prosperity to their countries, heal conflicts, and avoid war. The game is also the subject of a recent award-winning film, World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements. Powell and Hunter are collaborating on ways to bring the game's high engagement concept to adult students. Powell also will discuss her serendipitous introduction to Hunter and his work. But first, Darden jumped five spots to number 11 in the Bloomberg Businessweek 2010 full-time MBA rankings. The results were announced late last week. Darden was rated favorably among alumni and corporate recruiters. Darden also received A's in career services, teaching, general management skills, and analytical skills. This news comes on the heels of earlier rankings announcements from the Princeton Review, which ranked Darden number 7 in entrepreneurship, and The Economist, which also ranked Darden at number 7 among U.S. business schools. According to Dean Robert Bruner, the news demonstrates that Darden's unique formula, including the case method, highly acclaimed faculty, and a tight-knit community, works well. Congratulations are in order for the winners of the 2010 Darden Concept Competition. Brianne Warner received the first place prize of $3,000 and moves on to compete in the UVA Cup. She won for her concept, Picks by Post. Natalie Schaefer and Jessica Mantooth came in second place for their concept, Cooking Up a Community. They received a prize of $1,500. Matthew Parker and Stefan Tallman placed in third and received $500 for their concept, Buy Time, Inc. The judges included Lyons Brown, founder and CEO of Altamar Brands, Catherine Carr, a founding partner of Tall Oaks Capital, and Adam Healy, co-founder and CEO of Hotelicopter. This competition took place during last week's 2010 e-conference. And the awards just keep coming. This time, a four-student team representing the Darden School placed third at the fourth annual Mergers and Acquisitions Competition held at the Robert H. Smith School of Business. The competition is designed to simulate the M&A pitch environment faced by investment bankers. Participants had to create persuasive arguments for a hypothetical M&A case under a tight deadline and competitive pressure. The teams were judged by a panel of Wall Street bankers and corporate executives who reviewed the qualitative and quantitative arguments used to support each team's recommendation. The Darden team included Justin Bentley and Brett Durick, both members of Darden's class of 2011, and Evan Cornack and Robert Murphy, members of Darden's class of 2012. And now we're joined by Darden Professor Lily Powell, who will share information with us about the World Peace Games originated by John Hunter and how portions of this movie and the concept and the instruction can be translated into educating executive MBA students. Thank you for joining the program.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to talk with you about this because I'm absolutely in love with the World Peace and fourth grade other fourth grade achievements film.
Yes.
With John Hunter's game, the World Peace Game, and with John Hunter himself. All of them, I think, have potential for collaboration between them and Darden. So I first came to be aware of all of this when I went to the premiere of the film back in February in Charlottesville at the Paramount Theater downtown. And the film is Darling. It's a one-hour documentary, and it was written and produced by a local filmmaker, Chris Farina, who's actually an old friend of mine. And I had no idea what the film was going to be about. I just knew that Chris had made it, and so I wanted to see it. And so the film depicts a several-week simulation in which fourth-grade students take part in the World Peace Game. And the World Peace Game is a hands-on kind of interactive simulation where students get to play the parts of different fictional countries, and they have to solve world problems with using the philosophy of Sun Tzu in the Art of War and trying to minimize the amount of violence and military intervention. So the game is won when all of the countries can increase their total net worth, and it's just a very interesting film. The film has a subtext too, which is about John Hunter and yes. his role as a teacher, and his philosophy of teaching, which is very much influenced by his own study of Eastern philosophy and religions, and also his own story as an African American gifted school teacher who has worked for a very long time in a very small kind of niche education area. So it's a great story about students and their abilities to develop at a very young and impressionable age skills that any global leader would want to have. So right. things like problem solving, multi-party negotiating and bargaining, the ability to deal with conflict, the ability to solve tough problems, the ability to create alliances, to make hard decisions, to sometimes make decisions that are either unpopular or that actually cause harm, but with the goal of having a greater good in mind. So all of these are great skills that I think any global leader would want to be able to learn. So I guess the inspiration was as I was sitting there watching the film, I thought, gosh, this would be a great game for our students to play, that they would get a lot out of it. So afterwards, I contacted Chris, and that's how it all got going.
Wow, that's a great story, and how serendipitous that it started from, you know, something relatively unknown for you,
yeah.
and then after seeing it, it touched you in that way.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you think, well, you mentioned the problem solving and things like that. Now, with the executive MBAs, they do have global business experiences. Do you think that having maybe a program or a concept based on the film and the World Peace Games, do you think they could pull pieces of that that they could utilize or that they could maybe apply when they go abroad?
Possibly. So there are a couple different applications that we're looking at right now. And one is just showing the film to the students, sort of with the idea of everything I needed to know I learned in kindergarten.
Right.
You know, here are these fourth graders who are learning adult lessons, and what does it help us to understand about global leadership skills? Then there is the question of whether the game itself can be adapted for use with adults. It has been played from grade school through high school, and I feel fairly confident that we could add a few elements, maybe certain economic elements that bring a little more realism and a little more difficulty to the game. But all of the dynamics and all of the skill building, I think, is going to be pretty much the same. And then the third application is having John speak himself. He's just such an inspiration as a teacher, and I think as a teacher leader, if you will, one of the things that I really take away from both the film and the game and from him is that leadership is about taking a learning stance toward any problem and having the flexibility and the openness to view things as a beginner is really an essential asset in any global situation where you may not be familiar with cultures, you may not be familiar with specific problems, but by keeping this open learning stance, you might be able to be in a better position to solve them.
Do you think using this application in this way is just another step for the way Darden educates?
Oh, absolutely. Certainly, it's a model for high engagement learning. It's so palpable the way the students are turned on by this game. And that's one of the things, of course, that we strive for at Darden. And our devotion to the case method is at the heart of that. But as we move into new learning methods, new pedagogies, new technologies, I think we can take what we've had at the heart of Darden's philosophy of learning, of being student-centered, to a whole new level with this sort of thing.
Yes, and that'll definitely be something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Darden Professor Lily Power, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We'll be taking a break next week for the Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll return on Friday, December 3rd. Until then, make every day a great one and enjoy the holiday break.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.